next on the 5 o'clock report.
Who knew what and when?
They want to wrap the virus around the president's neck.
I just wanted to help someone out that day.
Bernie has radicalized the Democratic Party.
Do you feel like you're prepared for Sunday?
Absolutely.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon and happy Friday. The stock market appears to have caught a cold from coronavirus. It has just suffered its worst week of trading since the Great Recession of 2008. Business analyst Peter Tuchman.
Markets can adapt to virtually anything except fear and anxiety and unknown.
Jill Schlesinger of CBS News.
We really don't understand the scope and the extent of this virus and where it is going to spread next. And as a result, the fear is that we can't properly assess what the economic impact will be.
The stock slide has the Fed thinking of reducing interest rates in order to prevent a recession. Conservative commentator Pete Hegseth thinks some Democrats secretly hope for that.
I can't believe I'm on national television saying that Democrats are cheering for a virus because they hate Donald Trump so much.
Sarah Varney of Fox News says Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer want coronavirus to be Trump's Katrina moment.
They want to wrap the virus around the president's neck.
Correct.
And use it in the election.
The president may employ his war powers to expedite production of face masks, which are in short supply, and the World Health Organization today warned that coronavirus has, quote, pandemic potential. Lake effect snow warnings continue through tomorrow in ski country in western New York.
Whiteouts, wind blown, just winter again here in upstate New York.
Forecaster Bill Caron says the heaviest snows have fallen between Syracuse and Watertown.
This band here is, you know, as about as impressive as you get with these snowfall rates. Someone will end up probably with 3, maybe even 4 feet of snow by the time it ends on Saturday.
But big changes are coming early next week. We will be in the 50s with rain in the forecast, and with all that snow in ski country, flooding could be a huge problem by next week. America's longest war may be coming to an end. President Trump has dispatched his Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to Qatar to witness the signing ceremony with the Taliban this weekend. That will happen tomorrow. The goal is to eventually bring home our 14,000 fighting forces from Afghanistan. It is crunch time in South Carolina. Joe Biden seems to be the man to beat in the Palmetto State. Ahead of tomorrow's crucial Democratic presidential primary, he is leading in all the polls there.
This nation isn't looking for a revolution. It's looking for results.
But a new Fox News poll gives Bernie Sanders a double-digit lead over the rest of the field.
Very few of the Democrats are offering any policies. All they're doing is offering opposition to Donald Trump, except for Bernie Sanders.
Former White House Press Secretary Ari Fleischer.
Bernie has radicalized the Democratic Party. And that's why I think still he's the best opponent for Donald Trump.
President Trump will be hosting a primary eve Keep America Great Again rally tonight in Charleston, South Carolina. And the president next week will be in Scranton, Pennsylvania next Thursday night at a town hall forum hosted by Fox News. That event at the Scranton Cultural Center will be moderated by anchorman Brett Baer and anchorwoman Martha McCallum, and it starts at 6:30. A plan to open a medically supervised heroin injection site in Philadelphia has been put on hold now after pushback from those in the neighborhood.
What was being proposed, and that's totally unacceptable. But most importantly, it's disrespectful to the people of South Philadelphia.
The injection site was located near a school and a daycare. Those who pushed for it say it will help cut down on overdose deaths, but critics say it could lead to greater drug abuse. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo announced today he will not be signing a state budget if it does not include overhauls to controversial bail reform. Cuomo's comments will likely raise the stakes on budget talks, which are coming up soon in Albany. The law that took effect the first of the year eliminates cash bail for most nonviolent offenders. The governor said today that judges should have discretion over whether to keep people deemed a danger to society locked up while their cases are pending. New York's ban on plastic bags takes effect this Sunday. Single-use plastic bags will no longer be available at grocery or convenience stores. And we wanted to know, how ready are you for the bag ban?
Do you feel like you're prepared for Sunday?
Absolutely.
Others aren't so sure. This shopper doesn't like the fact that she will have to pay 5 cents for every paper bag she needs.
Nobody want to pay extra money for bags. Don't nobody got extra money. You know, what if you need that last 5 cents to pay for something else and you don't have it because you just put your money in a bag?
The governor admitting today there will be a learning curve with this new law.
There's no doubt it's a transition that the stores have to go through, right, from plastic to paper.
The bag ban law was signed on Earth Day last year, and again, it will take effect this Sunday, the 1st of March. Still to come on the 5 o'clock report for a Friday, mail votes in Pennsylvania. That's mail, M-A-I-L. Bankrupt in Buffalo and kindness put to the test in Kentucky.
Hi, I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life weather forecast. The call for tonight, variably cloudy with flurries, late snow squalls, and still some blowing snow. For most of us, any snow accumulations are an inch or less, but several inches will accumulate in the snowbelt areas southeast of Lake Erie and Ontario, the low mostly teens. Tomorrow, clouds, intervals of sun, flurries in areas of lake snow southeast of the lakes, high temperatures 20s. Not as cold Sunday, a few lake flurries in the morning, otherwise partly sunny. The high Sunday in the 30s to near 40.
All right, great work at the Weather Center. Thank you, Kevin. Checking the headlines from New York and Pennsylvania. Bankrupt in Buffalo, faced with a slew of lawsuits. The Roman Catholic Diocese of Buffalo today filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. Attorney Steve Boyd calls it a slap in the face to those victimized by pedophile priests.
Abuse itself is a betrayal. The handling of the abuse is a second betrayal. And we'll never get to the true bottom of that second betrayal when they just shuffled the chairs on the deck of the Titanic.
Buffalo joins Rochester as the only diocese in New York to file for Chapter 11 protection in the wake of the priest abuse scandal.
The diocese has now turned this into a financial transaction. And for many of the survivors, a lot of this has been about getting to the bottom of what happened, getting to the bottom of who knew what and when.
Both Buffalo and Rochester facing hundreds of lawsuits related to predatory behavior by church leaders. CVS and Walgreens warn of a hand sanitizer shortage, also shortage of face masks and cleaning wipe solutions due to the coronavirus. Clorox, one of just four S&P companies that saw its stock rise this week. Lysol says it is boosting its supply chain in order to prevent shortages. And of course, the best way to prevent transmission of coronavirus is to wash your hands thoroughly with soap and water. Well, already this year's flu season's been one for the record books in New York. Family Life's Brandon Dixon reports.
The flu has been bad all across the country, but in New York, it's become historic. Over 131,000 cases of the virus have been confirmed this season, the highest number since the state started tracking that data in 1998. Officials say that number will continue to grow since flu season typically doesn't end until May. The silver lining is the amount of flu cases has dropped in recent weeks. Those numbers are down 26% since February 8th. Brandon Dixon, Family Life News.
Thank you very much, Brandon. Some Pennsylvania politicians worry that mail-in votes could delay the results of the state's primary election April 28th. So far, more than 20,000 residents have requested to send in their vote through the mail. This is the first year that election officials in Pennsylvania have allowed mail-in votes for no reason whatsoever. The Pennsylvania House Health Committee held a hearing this week on sky-high prescription drug costs. More on that from Family Life's Terry Diener.
When it comes to drug pricing in Pennsylvania, representatives from a cross-section of industries agreed it's a complex issue, but none of the speakers were willing to assume sole responsibility for the costs consumers pay. Lawmakers shared some of the frustration that was aired when it comes to the intricacies of rebates, coupons, and when and under what circumstances lower-cost generic drugs can be made available to consumers. Terry Diener, Family Life News.
All right, Terry, thank you very much. Fracking could be a key election issue in the Commonwealth this year, especially since two of the Democratic presidential candidates, Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, have called for an outright ban on fracking. The latest Morning Call Muhlenberg College poll shows 42% of Pennsylvanians oppose a fracking ban. 38% 8% support one, while 20% are undecided. Students at the St. Peter and Paul School in Williamsville, New York, are donating money to help bring fresh water to kids their age in Uganda.
We need to do something for them. So that's what we're really trying to do.
That's their teacher, Mary McIntyre. She says the project was a no-brainer, really. So far, the students have raised $1,500 to help build a fresh water well halfway around the world.
Kids walk 3 miles, get water that's not even clean. It was definitely like an eye-opening thing because it's something that we've never had to go through.
The students hope to be able to make this a yearly project there in Buffalo, raising funds to provide life-saving water to Uganda. It is time next for that nightly market report, brought to you as always by the fine folks at Ambassador Advisors. Here's Family Life's Dave Margolotti.
Stocks falling once again today, capping off their worst week since the financial crisis, as worries over the coronavirus and its impact on the economy continue to rattle investor sentiment. The Dow was down 357 points, the NASDAQ was up 1, and the S&P 500 dropped 24. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Thank you, Dave. This is the 5 o'clock report on Family Life.
Here's Rob West with today's MoneyWise Minute. Tomorrow is Leap Day, the day added to the calendar every 4 years to compensate for the fact that the regular yearly calendar doesn't quite match the solar cycle. Without an adjustment, the calendar would get way off. Adjustments are needed in financial management, too. You have to tweak your budget from time to time when it and the real world start to diverge. For example, you may have to cut back in some areas to compensate for unexpected expenses in others. Making necessary adjustments in light of the reality on the ground is part of being a good financial manager. If your budget and the real world start to part ways, do what the makers of the calendar did. Find a fix that works and keep pressing on day after day.
And you can learn more about trusting God with your finances and find some tools that'll help when you visit moneywise.org. That's moneywise.org.
Sports of all sorts with Sonny Dess.
Yes, sir. Looks like the New York Islanders will play their entire home schedule as the Islanders on Long Island at Nassau Coliseum. The official announcement tomorrow afternoon before the Islanders' home game against the Boston Bruins. Next season expected to be their last on Long Island before they head to their new home at Belmont Park for the 2021-22 season. March 22nd, the last time they'll play in Brooklyn at Barclays Center, ending that 5-year deal. Sabres playing in Vegas tonight against the Golden Knights. Penguins have lost 4 in a row. They're in Anaheim. Rangers hot, winning 9 of 10. They're in Philadelphia against the Flyers. The world champion Raptors at home against the Hornets tonight. The Nets in Atlanta against the Hawks. And the Cavaliers suddenly getting hot. They've won 4 of 5. They're in New Orleans against the Pelicans. XFL action this weekend. LA Wildcats at the New York Guardians. Seattle Dragons at the St. Louis Battlehawks. The only undefeated team, the 3-0 Houston Roughnecks at the 2-1 Dallas Renegades. And the DC Defenders travel to Tampa Bay to take on the Vipers. Vipers are 0-3.
I love the mascots, by the way. They're awesome.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. A secondary push of Arctic air arriving with a cold front will mean flurries and Lake Effect snows for many of us tonight. And in the snowbelt areas, travel will at times be tricky. Cold air will then be with us the rest of the night through tomorrow, but then relent as a milder flow begins Sunday afternoon. The call for tonight, though, variably cloudy with flurries, lake snow squalls, and still some blowing snow. For most of us, any snow accumulations are an inch or less, but several inches will accumulate in the snowbelt areas southeast of Lake Sterry in Ontario, the low mostly teens. Tomorrow, clouds, intervals of sun, flurries in areas of lake snow southeast of the lakes, high temperatures 20s. Not as cold Sunday, a few lake flurries in the morning, otherwise partly sunny. The high Sunday in the 30s to near 40.
All right, Kevin, thank you kindly. Finally, 5 and 11th grader from Kentucky teaching all of us an important life lesson about kindness. Brandon Caudill put that virtue to the test by writing a note on his test, and it read, "Can you give my bonus points to whoever scores the lowest?"
I just wanted to help someone out that day. It didn't matter who they were.
Caudill says he knew somebody in his class would struggle with that history exam.
There's a lot of dates and locations and times and a lot of things that's hard for some people to remember, because I used to struggle pretty hard. So I felt for him, and I was like, well, Let's see if he'll give them the bonus points.
Brandon's teacher, Winston Lee, says after seeing that note, he had to share that story.
I have to let people know that there are kind hearts in this generation and with this class and school. And, compassion and kindness are still out there.
Winston says he was so proud of his student that after seeing the note, he snapped a photo of it. It's gone viral on Facebook, Sonny.
Yeah, you can see it on Family Life Afternoons on Facebook. But the greatest part is the student had only scored a 58.
Yeah.
Actually got those bonus points and passed.
I want to know, where was this kid when I was in school? I could have used his help.